cool, now mandatory. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Burniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The last day of September marked the end of public comment on the interim final rule for country of origin labeling and the start of mandatory cool implementation. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Tuesday marked both the end of the comment period on the mandatory country of origin labeling interim rule.
We're probably around 175 to 200 comments at present. We will be evaluating those comments over the next upcoming weeks.
And the beginning of implementation of that interim final rule. Here's USDA Undersecretary Bruce Knight.
We'll be working with the retail establishments over the next 6 months under an informed compliance approach.
That means an industry education and outreach prior to enforcement of mandatory cool set to begin around April 2009. Knight says the goal is to go to a final rule by the end of this year.
I think when everybody stands back, takes a look at the implementation of country of origin labeling, they will find that USDA has taken a very pragmatic approach to implementation and done this in a very common sense manner. We are making every attempt to make each and every decision as common sense and as transparent as we possibly can. While this applies at the retail level, and that means it has its impact primarily at the grocery store, we are cognizant that we have a consuming public that we need to be able to provide the information to, and we have farmers and ranchers around the country that will bear some of the regulatory burden. And so we have tried to find that right balance, provide the information that the consumers are desiring, limit the regulatory burden, but meet the intent and letter of the law.
More information about country of origin labeling can be found at www.ams.usda.gov/cool. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And cool will have a big impact on the agriculture industry. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.